Eventually, she lived in a very simple dwelling, very close to the Prophet alayhi salam, and he basically continued this close tie with her. Now, when it came to the time of her marriage, two people came and proposed to the Prophet alayhi salam for the hand of Fatima radiallahu anha. But Fatima was the flower of the deen, okay? So he was very particular in whom he was going to give that flower to. So anyway, eventually one day, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, in his heart, he felt, maybe I should come and ask for the hand of Fatima. But he was very embarrassed, because he was very poor. Now one thing you should know is that all of the other daughters of the Prophet alayhi salam, they were all married to wealthy, powerful individuals. And part of that was the necessity of bringing together these families at the time that they were married. They were basically married prior to the advent of Islam, but they were married into very influential families so that they could create a tight-knit unity amongst the Quraysh. So, Fatima radiallahu anha, when it came time for her marriage, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu was very embarrassed because he was very poor. So he thought, there's no way I can go and ask, number one, because of his reverence for the Prophet alayhi salam, and number two, because of his financial situation and his status, you know, as someone who was not necessarily one of these powerful leaders of a clan. So anyway, one day he went, decided to go, and he stood in front of the Prophet alayhi salam. He knocked at the door, and the Prophet alayhi salam obviously answered the door, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu kind of stood there, and he was absolutely tongue-tied. He couldn't say anything. He didn't even know what to say. He just put his head down and he was just quiet. So the Prophet alayhi salam actually turned to him and said, perhaps you've come to ask for the hand of Fatima radiallahu anha in marriage. So he kind of in the affirmative said yes. So then there's some discussion in one narration, you know, it comes at, in historical narration, that it comes at the Prophet alayhi salam said, you know, marhaban, ahlan, and welcome to the family. Okay? And in another narration, the Prophet alayhi salam, he asked, you know, what do you have for the dowry? And so Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, he basically said, you know, I don't really have anything. And so the Prophet alayhi salam said, well, wait a minute, don't you have a shield? He had one shield because he was a warrior. So then the Prophet alayhi salam said, well, why don't you go and sell that shield and bring it as dowry and then you'll be accepted. And so basically he went to Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu, he sold that shield for 400 dirhams. And while he was leaving, Hazrat Uthman said, come back. So he said, I'm giving you this as a wedding gift. And he gave him back his shield. So he got 400 dirhams for the dowry, as well as his shield back, you know, as a gift for the wedding. So anyway, eventually he was married to the daughter of the Prophet alayhi salam. He received many gifts from the Prophet alayhi salam at the time of the wedding. In fact, it comes in the narrations that basically he received a wooden bed. They received a velvet covering for that bed, one leather cushion, a water skin, and then this, basically this corn by which you can grind grain. Now, they used to grind and smash their own grain and create flour from it. So that was one of the gifts that the Prophet alayhi salam gave. But one very special gift was that on the night of the marriage, Fatima radiallahu anha, when she went to the home of Ali radiallahu anha, basically, the Prophet alayhi salam shortly thereafter came knocking at the door. And when he came knocking at the door, he came and he sat down on their bed between them, and he made a dua for them. And he made a dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless their home, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless their offspring. Now, obviously that was the greatest gift that they could receive, because it was going to be, the result of that dua would then play itself out for generations and generations to come. And it continues to manifest itself all the way in this day and age through the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, Fatima radiallahu anha had a very, very difficult but simple, let's say simple but difficult married life. Okay, they did not have very much wealth. And any of you that know the story of her life know that she was in a very tight circumstance for most of her life. Now, it's one thing to live difficultly, but it's another thing to be in a difficult situation, but then have all of your sisters living in abundance. But that was basically her marriage occurred. Because I told you that most of the sisters were relatively wealthy. So she actually lived like this, but she lived very happily. And she never complained. Never complained. Now in this day and age, just as a lesson, you know, it's amazing that in 2007, when the vast majority of American Muslims live like kings and queens, that we still have complaints. You know, in this day and age, if you would think about it, if you go back historically and you ask somebody, right? In this, historically, you think about 200 years ago, 300 years ago, when people needed to wash their clothes, they would have to carry their clothes all the way to the edge of the river, They would hand wash their clothes, they would have to wring their clothes, they would have to dry their clothes, and they would have to bring their clothes back, okay? So washing your clothes was basically a one-day job, alright? Now, if you would have asked some people 200 years ago, that if I give you a washing machine, so that you can wash your clothes in 2 hours, and they'll be dry as well, alright? What would you do? They would say, well, this, you know, that would alleviate everything, and we'd be just living like kings and queens, and we'd be so rich, you know, you would think that that would be the most wealthy individual. Now, go back historically and you think about all of the difficulties that people used to live in, and you think about how a king and a queen probably lived 200, maybe even 100 years ago, all of us basically lived like that. You know, the king had the ability that they could communicate rapidly. You all have phones, cell phones, internet, right? The king and the queen had the ability that they would have people to take care of their, you know, daily errands. We have washing machines, we have refrigerators, we have microwave ovens, we have automatic meals, you know. Everything is basically taken care of for us. And yet we still manage to come up with complaints. Right? That's human nature. But Fatima radiallahu anha, despite this immensely difficult situation, she didn't complain. She was always happy with her circumstance. Now, amazing, that on one occasion, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anha saw that his wife's hands had become absolutely blistered from housework. Think about that. You know, how many of us have hands blistered from anything that we do? Her hands became blistered from housework. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, he then insisted to her. And he said, look, your father recently collected some spoils from a battle. There was a battle, they won the battle, they took home some spoils. So why don't you go and ask your father to give you one of the people that was collected as part of that spoil as a servant for the home? So Fatima radiallahu anhu, she was very hesitant. But eventually, on the insistence of her husband, she actually went. So when she went to the door of the Prophet alayhi salam, she kind of sat down, she spent some time with the Prophet alayhi salam, but she saw the difficulty that her own father existed in. Now you know the Prophet alayhi salam, there were days on end when he wouldn't eat. There were days on end when the family would not have anything to cook. Alright? And she saw the struggle and sacrifice on himself. He would be sleeping on the floor, he would be going through difficult circumstances himself, all as part of his sacrifice. So she basically then, you know, decided that I don't have this physical himma. You know, I don't have the audacity, basically, to even ask my father for this request. Anyway, she went back and then she then told Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu that she was hesitant. Anyway, then he took her and said, let's both go. So they both went, and then the Prophet alayhi salam said, what are you here for? So then he explained that, look, this is the situation. She's working so hard that she has blisters on her hand. If we were to receive one of these servants, it would alleviate our circumstance tremendously. So the Prophet alayhi salam, he put his head down and he said, I can't give it to you. Now you have to just think for a minute. I don't know how many of you have children, but when a daughter comes, okay, and asks her father for anything, the father's heart is very soft. Okay? And even when she doesn't have a need, the father's heart's soft. But when this daughter comes, who supported the Prophet alayhi salam through so many years of difficulty, who basically put her shoulder up to the Prophet alayhi salam whenever he needed to lean against it, you know, for him to turn her down must have been a very, very serious matter. And he said, I can't give you this servant, because if I gave it to you, I would be taking something away from the poor people in the community, and they are more in need than you.